WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
You on drugs?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Everything that guy just says, bullshit.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
You will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm wearing clothes.
The Omega.
I apologize, sir, but this is how I dress.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
That's one hell of an ego you've got.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Living formal, aren't we?
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let's get this cleared up right now.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You were serious about that?
WTR Sunday night.
Sit down and stay there until you're told to leave.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, I don't want to worry or scare anybody, but we're going to be looking back at 2021 or 2020 today. And I know no one really wants to do that. But there is some unfinished business we do have to attend to, namely an overview of how everything went. So that is what today is all about. So getting us started, this is the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Sorokin.
Yeah, we're doing more of the positive stuff tonight. So that's a good thing. On Pop Goes the Rack, we talked a lot about the negative stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I had a whole, like, 2 pages of stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just because his name is on my mind. Was Jackson Ryker in there by chance?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. Why was he on your mind?
It's on a news article on a site I'm on.
Because he's not on anyone's mind.
Good. He shouldn't be.
Unless you want to walk with Elias.
Who does anymore?
There are people. He has a strong fan base.
All right, so moving on, we have with us one, I believe, Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are.
Talk about 2020 and how the first 2 months were okay, and the rest was okay as
the rest was
okay could be.
The rest was 2020.
The rest is the part that we try to forget.
Mm-hmm. 10 months of our lives that we don't like to talk about. Fortunately, we're going to avoid all of that. We're going to talk other people's lives. And the one who has to actually make sure we stay in a positive direction, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the absolute first webcast of Wrestle Talk Radio WTR Sunday Night for 2021. Oh, it's getting better all the time because it can't get much worse. But I hope everybody had a great Christmas break, and Santa was good to everybody. Of course, he only visits Christians, not the Jews, because they killed Christ, so he ignores them. All right, I'm teasing, I'm kidding. It was a joke. Stop with the hate mail.
Do the complaints command or something in chat?
No, we don't need the complaints command. I was kidding. It was... Lighten up. It was nothing that you need to take offense about. Oh my God. I mean, there are worse things on this planet that you could be pissed off at. So anyway, thanks a lot, intern, for doing the complain command in chat. Anyway, So, yeah, so the new trend on Twitter is hashtag cancel Tim. Moving on and being a little more serious, I hope that you all had a great Christmas break and holiday break, and that New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and such was wonderful to you. And I'm just really glad that everybody's here and that you've been sticking with us and continue to do so. You know, I'm going to say one outrageous thing per webcast just to get your blood flowing. Doesn't necessarily mean I mean it, but whatever. Hi, Omega.
Hello.
Hi, Keishi.
Hello.
Hi, Rock.
Hey.
Okay. Intern, if you're offended, go on the internet and complain.
He will in about 30 minutes when he's here for the second segment of the show.
Okay. Well, there you go. if he's going to wait 30 minutes, then I can live with that. He'll probably forget it by then, but you never know.
Whatever. Also, in 30 minutes, he'll bring you a pizza.
Was that?
He'll bring you a pizza. 30 minutes or less, he'll be here with a pizza.
Oh, 30 minutes or less, I get a pizza. Hey, you know what? I've got to do a quick shout out and kudos and thank you. This is a local thing. It's called Bow Tie Pizza here in Calgary. If you follow me on Twitter, you may have read my review of Bow Tie Pizza when I was doing pizza place reviews a couple of months ago. These guys are absolutely fantastic. Now, the last pizza that I got was 30 minutes late and it had already started to cool off. They send me an email every order asking for feedback. I gave my honest feedback, gave it a 3 out of 5 as opposed to a 5 out of 5. I said to them that this one bad experience doesn't sour me on the product. I'm still going to continue to order from Bow Tie. But one of the owners actually emailed me based on my feedback. He gave me a coupon for a free pizza with a complete apology for what happened. And any company that stands behind their product like that is number one in my book. So if you're in the Calgary area and you feel like supporting a local restaurant, definitely, definitely order your pizza from Bow Tie Pizza. You won't be disappointed. That being said, that's pretty much the only plugging that we're going to be doing tonight, Rock.
Hashtag none of that. But we're here to talk about the best of 2020. There's been moments, matches, and we've had some breakout stars and all the like. So let's get into it. Guys, who is the breakout star of the year? We'll start with Omega.
So I have down for the breakout star one, Jey Uso.
Okay, why?
Well, he got handed a ball he was not ready for, with his partner going out and then written into the storyline with Roman Reigns. I think in that position and now the position he's currently in, I think he has shown a lot more than a lot of people would have ever expected of him. Okay. I think thanks to the storytelling that him and Roman managed to pull off for their feud, I think he actually delivered as, you know, maybe not a potential threat to Roman, but certainly a foil and a rival. And yeah, he was given a very large ball he was not expecting, and he has carried it very, very well.
That's an interesting choice. Keishi, who's your breakout star of 2020?
I gave mine to Bayley for basically carrying the empty arenas for the last 10 months. She, like, and I mean, honorable mention to Asuka, but, and that was like, I was kind of like weighing between the two of them, but yeah, Bayley did such a good job working in front of nobody, and like being entertaining. She's like the top reason that I would watch SmackDown and then also Raw when she had the tag team championships with Sasha. I don't know, just the overall demeanor and how they kind of worked with the situation that they were given. I thought she did the best.
All right, Tim, what about you? Who's your breakout star of this year?
Well, I do like the choices of both Omega and Keishi. Omega went in a slightly different direction, and that's not to say it's not valid. It's very valid, and all of his reasons for his pick are absolutely excellent and right on the money. For Keishi, Keishi, you suck. No, I'm kidding. Your pick of Bayley was that's also a good pick. And I was seriously thinking about actually giving my breakout star nod to Bailey. However, I'm doing the mainstream thing, and my breakout star for the year is Drew McIntyre, and he is my current favorite member of the Raw roster as a fan, just with all the storylines and everything that they've gone through with him, which of course started at the Royal Rumble 2020, almost 1 year ago.
So out of the three of you, one of you actually picked someone who actually broke out as a star, because Bailey was a star and Drew's already been a star. Good job, Omega. Thanks for actually breaking someone out.
Yeah. I kind of read it and assumed that's what it meant.
Yeah. You guys didn't have bad choices. I'm just saying, for the category, like, you guys picked male and female wrestler, basically, because I assume they're going to carry over, but good choice nonetheless. How about your favorite moment, Casey?
I went with Edge in the Royal Rumble. I mean, that was earlier on before shit hit the fan, but I mean, just as soon as I read that, that was the first thing that popped in my head because of, like, just the sheer crowd reaction that he got. And I don't know. Yeah, it was just super cool to see him come back after, you know, being forced to retire.
Okay, how about you, Omega?
No, I'm going to agree. I didn't read any rumors about him coming back, so to see him actually there was an enormous surprise, and it was a moment I never thought we would ever get. We were told he was gone. We were told it was impossible. Dude busted his ass to make it possible again, and yeah, it was a surreal moment. And I do, it might be clouded by the, and kind of colored by the fact that it actually happened in front of a crowd. But no, it's still just something we never thought we'd get to see. So it's, yeah, easily.
Tim?
Well, we're all basically pinpointing the same pay-per-view, because my favorite moment of the year was Royal Rumble 2020. There was more than just one thing that happened for me to make it my favorite moment. The pay-per-view was my favorite moment of 2020. And there have been several that are contenders. One of them I was looking at and thinking about all week actually was the men's Money in the Bank. Just the way that whole thing ended with Otis winding up with the briefcase. Absolutely nobody could have picked that except for Otis and Vince. So that nobody on this planet picked Otis to initially win that briefcase. That was a very strong contender. But it's like you said, Edge comes back. I marked out big time with the second his music played. I'm like, no way. You're kidding. I mean, it was a double take for me. And of course, another memorable moment of the Rumble is not that the champion entered the Rumble with the intention of winning so he wouldn't have to defend the title at Mania, but Drew coming out and eliminating him after he had already gone through half of the entrance. That is also another huge moment that basically set up the entire year. So that's my favorite moment, the Rumble itself.
What, no love for Sting? I mean, Sting returned to wrestling. I mean, everyone on the internet loves that fact that Sting has returned to wrestling. So that, no?
Well, I thought we were only talking about WWE.
No, it's anyone.
Oh, well, I thought it was WWE.
It's fine.
We talk WWE, but when you get a chance to choose whatever, you can go to New Japan. Omega does all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, there was some great stuff out of New Japan. There was some good stuff out of AEW, too. So, I mean, yeah, I just thought because we only talk about WWE mostly that I just thought we were going to stay in our lane. So,
When the second segment is literally who's going to be the Raw Women's Champion, who's going to be the U.S. Champion, who's going to be the Universal Champion, it does kind of color the picks overall.
Yeah, that's kind of what I went with. Now, I mean, in hindsight, I could have asked.
You could have, and all I was doing was making a joke about everyone going crazy over Sting.
Anyway, oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you didn't even mention people going crazy over Goldberg.
So, tag team of the year.
Bingo! Tim.
Tag team of the year, Tim. I mean, Goldberg was Universal Champion this year.
Whoa, wait, you skipped one.
I'm going to go back to that one. Tag team of the year, Tim.
Okay, well, my tag team of the year is the New Day.
Why?
Even though they, as of last pay-per-view, no longer have the titles, they are the division, to tell you the truth. Honest to goodness. Really, seriously, there's only one other full-time tag team that I would have picked, except they're just too new, and that would be the Street Profits. But the New Day, they're still fresh all these years later. They're still entertaining all these years later. They haven't mailed it in, but okay. They could have, and they could have gotten away with it, but they haven't done that.
Okay, that's Tim's. How about you, Casey? Who's your tag team of the year?
I chose Sasha and Bayley, the Golden Role Models. They made me care about the women's tag team titles, which is no small feat.
No, it really isn't. Especially with the champs now. Or the previous champs, I should say. Nia and Shayna. Omega?
So I mulled over both of those choices. Mm-hmm. And I eventually went with the Street Profits, both for a consistent level of entertainment and a consistent level of improvement since coming to the main roster.
Okay.
You know, it's another team. It's another example of, here's the ball, you get to roll with it, and in really challenging year, they managed to do so.
All right, sticking with you, Omega, female wrestler of the year.
Easy, Bayley. Yeah. Like Casey kind of mentioned it before, like Bayley did in 2020 what she always does, which is take an entire division and carry it on her shoulders easily. She was consistently the best thing on SmackDown this year, in and out, you know, maybe until Roman came back. But for the most part, Bayley has been just spot on. She's completely comfortable in her heel persona now. Her feud with Sasha has been amazing. It was Bayley's year.
Casey?
I gave female wrestler to Asuka because she was the most entertaining thing on Raw. So, I mean, you know, she kind of was the Bayley of Raw. What she did was entertaining. Her wrestling was still always consistent. She like was one of the main reasons why I would tune in every week, is just to see her be crazy.
She had the most genuine reaction to Becky being pregnant that you ever seen.
Oh, that was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Tim, what about you?
Well, you know, Casey, you kind of made it unanimous, but I'm not going to fault you for your choice because, yeah, Asuka was a good pick. But I'm siding with Omega. And the problem with us doing this type of webcast is Omega and I generally side with each other, and we have to work at being dissenting. Really. And it's been like that for several years, eh, Omega?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say about Bayley that you haven't already said? She was the one to watch. She, in my opinion, she had the most growth as a character. And it's been a while since she's been the heel, but that was so important that she remained that heel character. And that heel character actually grew as the days, weeks, and months went on for the entire year. Like you said, carrying the division on her back, which is, you know, exactly what she did. She's like, hey, girls, come on, hop on, let's go.
All right, Casey, male wrestler of the year is?
I gave it to Sami Zayn.
That's out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just liked what he did with his character. The whole, like, when they stripped him of his IC title, like, he was still doing the work even though he was on hiatus, which, I mean, there are a lot of guys that, you know, when they weren't on TV for this, that, and the other reason, just kind of, like, you don't hear from them, but man, oh man, was he still all over the place even though he wasn't on TV. I mean, it took, like, I had a lot of picks to go through. There were a lot of guys that did really, really good overall. Mm-hmm. But as you can see, I go with, like, I clearly go with, you know, comedic, entertaining
characters, and he's the one who just kind of stood out the most to me.
Tim?
Yeah, well, it's Male Wrestler of the Year, Drew McIntyre, dethroning Brock. Everybody was really happy about that. And his character, again, developed even more. I mean, yeah, his first stint, he was a bit of an asshole, coming out as the Chosen One, and then getting fired, coming back. That had its ups and downs until they finally got serious with him and said, okay, let's get this done. And they gave him the ball, and he ran for not just the touchdown, but the he also ran for the extra 2 points.
Oh my God.
For me, it's Roman Reigns. He missed a chunk of the year. However, the time he has been back, he has been absolutely phenomenal. He is playing a very different type of character. He is playing a very compelling heel. He is putting on some incredible storytelling matches. Since coming back, he has been consistently been in my favorite matches.
The only thing that kept me from picking Roman along with you, Omega, was that extended absence that you talked about.
Yeah. I mean, you can knock him down a peg and pick Drew because Drew's been there all year and has been more consistent, but it's just the level that Roman Reigns has hit and how refreshing he is in that heel persona.
All right, and finally, match of the year, Tim.
Match of the year for me. We're going all the way back to WrestleMania for this one. And one of the reasons why I'm picking it is because it was such a different thing for WWE to do. And it was a mini, almost like horror movie they put together. Very, very entertaining. Very compelling. And it made us all want another match of that type to be given to us. And of course, I'm referring to the Boneyard match. Sorry, Lindsay, it wasn't the other one. Yeah, I threw that in because she's such a Bray Wyatt fan, but she's also
a bigger Undertaker fan.
Oh, I didn't know she was a bigger Taker fan, but okay, sure.
Listen to the Rack Thursdays. You would know.
Well, you know, either pick for Lindsay would work. I bet. Oh, yeah, there you go. She just said it in chat too. So there you go. But yeah, no, the Boneyard match was absolutely, in my opinion, phenomenal. Not only was it totally different, a little mini movie, both Undertaker and AJ absolutely just knocked it out of the park.
Casey?
I'm 100% in agreement with Tim. The Boneyard match was awesome. I mean, it allowed Undertaker to be utilized in the best way that he could have. For one, the situation that they're in, and two, for where he was at in his career. It was like the best pivot to come out of not being able to have fans was to allow him to have a type of match like that, so that he can kind of get that that final match that he could be satisfied with and be his swan song. Because if we had crowds, we wouldn't have had that, and it may not have been nearly as good as it was with the help of the cinematic tones that they went with.
And Omega?
See, I really do like the Boneyard match, but for going with match of the year, I don't really consider it a match because it was filmed over the course of 3 hours in little segments, bit at a time. That's not a match to me. It's a choreographed fight. It's a choreographed segment, but it's not like a proper wrestling match. So I don't feel like I can grade it along with other matches. For me, match of the year is actually really recent, just because, again, I really like the storytelling that is going on, and I really like the physicality of the match and how it played out. And that was Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. At TLC. Just really, really brutal match. Really showed Roman's character really well. And also Kevin Owens as a character. Just for sheer stubbornness. Yeah, I think all the elements of that match came together extremely well. I think it was a well-told story, and there was really good action in the match. So
So
I have mine.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, I absolutely love your pick and your reasons, Omega. But I think that the reason Casey and I went with the Boneyard match is having, you know, like being in the business, being in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It just opens up a totally different avenue for us as characters or workers, and just lets us what's the best way of putting it? It lets us go a little bit deeper into the fantasy and the character and the makeup of the characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I right, Keish?
I mean, mine was more of a nostalgia thing.
Okay.
I mean, you're not wrong in what you say, but also, like, I mean, Omega's pick is great, too. If you kind of, like, I watched a lot of matches to try and figure this out. There are a lot of really good matches this year, all things considered. Like, I mean, that TLC match was great. Their cage match on SmackDown, I think it was on Christmas, was amazing as well. You know, a lot of other honorable mentions, like Hell in the Cell, Sasha and Bayley was great. I was also a big fan of the Daniel Bryan Drew Gulak match in Elimination Chamber. But as, like, I don't know, just overall, the Boneyard match, it just, it's hard to kind of explain, like, when you watch all of those back,
mm-hmm.
That's just the one that, I don't know how to, like, explain, like, the, like, when you watch it, it's, like, it clicks the most. And not because, and obviously I understand that, you know, being that it's taped, that obviously gives it an advantage. All these matches are great for different reasons. It's just, that was the one that I consistently went back to as I was kind of mulling it over in my head. I don't really have any, like, technicality, great way of explaining why. It's just, it resonated with me the most.
You all missed the easiest answer of them all. The greatest wrestling match ever.
No. No.
It wasn't the greatest wrestling match ever?
It was slow and prodding and with no crowd to build tension for the counts. It just did not work.
But it was the greatest wrestling match ever.
And you could have cut 10 minutes out of it and it would have been better.
It was in the name.
I don't care what they named it. They named it that before it happened. For all they know, the match could have started 2 minutes in, Orton could have ruptured a spleen, and that was it.
I mean, it is the reason why Edge isn't wrestling right now, so...
Yeah. If someone got hurt during the match, it's not the best match ever.
You never know. Anyway, that's 2020. When we come back, we talk 2021. Tim.
Oh, we're going to talk 2021, but hey, you know what? We're going to bring a special guest on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere, everybody. Not only are we going to review what we picked a year ago, we're going to try to predict what we think will happen so we can review it this time next year. Wouldn't that be something? You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Thursday nights, it is the experience known as the Rack.
Hey, we love to say poop. I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs? We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people here? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Arnett Pierce, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Network, streaming all over the internet webs. And I do believe that we are now joined by the intern.
Yes, yes, your local historian is here. What's up?
Hello, intern.
He's the keeper of the records.
Yes, I have all the records. I have all the receipts. And we're going over those in just a minute.
Double his pay.
All right, that's on you.
Yeah, twice nothing, still nothing, so it's no skin off my nose.
I still get cookies.
Did you bring Tim his pizza?
You know, I had a problem getting it past the border. There's a little bit of, you know, problems trying to get stuff across, so the Mounties are enjoying it, Tim. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll freeze dry a pizza for you from Bowtie Pizza, located here in Calgary, and send it to you. How's that sound?
I got a pizza joint up the street. I'm good.
Oh, this one's better.
Anyway, we're here to go through the records and see what they got wrong for 2020, Brent. So Let's get started.
All right. So we kind of streamlined it from last year, but I'm going to go over all the picks. So we'll start with NXT. Omega, your NXT title holder was the Velveteen Dream.
Well, that didn't work out.
Oops.
He got something all right. It wasn't the NXT title, but got a little something.
To be fair, he does have certain titles attached to him now.
Yeah. Not the kind of titles you want, though. Tim, you did marginally better. You had...
Couldn't do much worse.
You had the ultimate bro.
Bro.
Another person who had some issues and some titles put to him.
Yeah, those were some interesting...
So far, we are throwing up goose eggs.
All right.
And your NXT tag team title holders. Both of you guys went with the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, they're off two.
Mm-hmm. Off two. North American title. Omega, you went with the Ultimate Bro. Matt Riddle.
How was I supposed to know he'd make Vince laugh? Kind of shit got RVD fired.
Tim, you were close. You had someone with a belt. Ooh. The wrong belt. You had Finn Balor.
Ah.
So, he is a champion, just not the title.
Okay.
NXT Women's title. Omega.
I want half points. Wait, I want half a point.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Dakota Kai was your women's champion pick.
Mm.
Not bad. She did take a step forward this year, just she didn't get the belt. Tim had Shayna Baszler.
Nope.
This did not quite work. I mean, she was all in NXT this year for probably a week.
Yep, then she went and bit Becky.
Yeah, that...
Okay. Your pick for the 24/7 title, R-Truth, both of y'all, it was wrong.
To be fair, our odds were pretty good.
Yes. You didn't anticipate Angel Garza winning it at a New Year's Eve party.
So close.
But, just to let you know, we also did, as part of that pick, write how many times R-Truth was going to be champion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tim had 84.
Okay.
Omega, you had 52. You were the closest. It's at 45 reigns.
I went way out there just because it seemed at the time that it was going to be way out there.
And if you go into the summer, it was headed in that direction. They kind of slowed down in the fall.
He's kind of kept the belt and had the chase going after him, but no one was able to really pick up the belt aside from the gobbledygooker and now Angel Garza. Okay. Women's tag team titles. Omega went with Alexa and Nikki, which has since imploded.
I mean, that's a theme so far, isn't it?
Tim had Charlotte and Natty, a team that was not even around.
Okay, so we give Tim a half a play on that one.
Yeah.
He got Charlotte.
He got Charlotte on that. Half a point.
Okay, so Tim has the first official point.
Half point, yeah.
Cruiserweight.
I don't get a half point for getting closest on R-Truth.
That was a tiebreaker thing.
Bullshit.
Don't worry, Omega. You just wait. Cruiserweight title. Omega had Leo Rush. Who's now no longer with the company.
I mean, yeah.
Tim went with Tony Nese.
No shit.
All right. Now we'll get to the main roster pick. The eight really big titles. SmackDown Women's Champion. Tim went with Alexa Bliss.
Shit.
I mean, not bad. She's just not on SmackDown anymore. And she's with Bray. Omega gets a point for Sasha Banks.
Hey.
Now we'll go over to the Raw women's title. Omega had Ronda Rousey.
In theory.
No.
It was a good idea.
She was Raw women's champion, just not in 2020. Especially at the end, when it matters. But Tim had Asuka, so Tim gets a point.
Boom!
Tim's back in the lead.
Your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Omega has The New Day.
Ooh, so close.
Close.
Tim had the Usos.
Yeah, well, it would have been them if somebody didn't get hurt.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, but no. Raw Tag Team titles. Omega had the OC.
The thing about that one.
Yeah. Tim had the Street
Hold
Profits.
Hold on. They are tag team champions.
Just not the Raw tag team champions.
They're just in another company.
No points.
No points, but they are tag team champions.
Now here's the problem. Tim had the Street Profit.
No point because wrong brand.
Yep, they're not the SmackDown tag team champions.
Shit, I should get a half point.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep, should get a half point.
Nope.
No, I'm just saying we should.
Your Intercontinental Champion, Omega, had Sheamus.
Okay.
Tim had King Corbin. I think Sheamus was actually closer to the gold at one point than Corbin.
I mean, by default.
Yeah. U.S. title, Omega had Aleister Black.
Look, it's not my fault. WWE doesn't like Twitch streamers.
Oh, don't worry. because there's another Twitch streamer that Tim had. He's just not even with the company anymore. Tim had Rusev.
Okay, keep going.
Your universal title. Both you guys had Braun Strowman.
Oops.
Well, he was the champion for a few months.
But the rules are...
I know, I'm just saying... It was a good pick. I'm just saying it was a good pick. He was champion this year.
Then he got lost in a swamp and got hurt.
Why did that train get derailed?
Poor Casey. You must feel left out.
That's how you throw in a joke. And your WWE champion, Omega, went with the Beast Brock Lesnar. And Tim went Tim went with Drew McIntyre.
Oh, wow.
All right, so Tim has, what, 2.5 points now?
Yep. And Omega has one.
Okay.
So we have at the bottom, your breakout star of the year. Omega had picked Keith Lee.
I give him a point.
Okay. Tim went with Rhea Ripley.
Give him a point.
Okay. Released. Omega went with the Colognes.
Oh, they're not with the company anymore.
Point.
There's a point there. Tim went with Andrade.
No point.
I'm no point. Gaining.
So that is 3.5 to 2.
Is it?
No, it's no. He had 3. I gave him a point for breakout and fired. 3.
He's got okay. So 3.5 to 3.
Yeah. Any more categories?
Those are all the ones we had because they did not pick a biggest signing last year.
Okay. So Tim got more points because of a 0.5 point.
On a technicality.
On a technicality.
So I won by 0.5 point.
Yes. So Casey, you see the high standard they have for predictions.
that
broken clock
makes,
can be right twice a day.
It definitely makes me feel better about all of the like super safe picks that I made for this year.
So,
I don't know if breakout star Sami Zayn is going to earn you a point next year, though.
No, not for next year. All right, let's start there then. Breakout star of 2021. Omega, who will it be?
Where did I put that? Dominic Mysterio.
Ooh.
Okay. Casey?
I had Keith Lee thinking that would be more of a breakout star pick, but...
I mean, it still could.
He's still new.
He can win. If he wins the main roster title, that would be breaking out.
Okay, then I'm going to leave it with Keith Lee.
Okay, Tim?
Breakout star? Mm-hmm. See, this is what bugs me. You mix up the thing, and now I have to look at that because I wrote it down. Breakout star of 2021, Keith Lee.
Okay. Who will get fired in 2021, Casey?
Or I released, picked, just not with the company.
Or released.
I picked Tucker.
Poor Tucker. Oh. Poor Tucker.
I'm not saying anything bad about Tucker. I like Tucker, but I don't think they're going to do anything with him.
No.
I really don't, and it makes me sad.
No. Tucky.
Yeah, he just, yeah. Omega.
Guess who I picked?
Tucker. Tim.
Okay, this is, we're picking who's getting fired?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to preface that with, because if you saw this, you would see how I got my notes. And in parentheses, I typed in, God, I hope so. But who gets fired in 2021? Retribution.
That's mean.
Jeez, all of them?
Yeah, I was going to say, so that means every member has to be off the roster then.
That's mean.
Wait, Dijakovic's actually good. Why would you fire him?
Yeah, I don't want all the members of Retribution to get fired. I just want that. I just want, like, the Retribution thing to go away and have them come back as themselves.
I don't even want them
masks fired.
Yeah. Whoever designed the masks, they need to get fired.
Tim, they have kids, some of them. I mean, come on now.
Well, so did what's-his-name, but he still got fired, too.
Lots of guys who got fired had kids.
Heartless, Tim. Heartless.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Go to the top. Raw Tag Team Champions at the end of the year, Casey will be.
I picked New Day because I figured by the end of the year, they'll have gone through all the other tag teams and given it back to them because they are the most consistent.
Okay. Tim?
Well, keeping in mind that there will be another draft sometime in 2021, I went with the Street Profits again.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I was already typing that when he said draft.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I also went with the Street Profits.
Okay. The SmackDown Tag Team Champions at the end of this year will be who, Tim?
The Usos.
Broken clock.
Hey, I just want, for the record, everybody to know that my predictions were not typed out based on last year's predictions. The reason being, I didn't have them in front of me. I forgot who the hell I picked.
That's why Brent is the keeper of the records. That's why he's here. Casey.
I picked Street Profits for SmackDown.
Okay. Omega.
You ready for this? Street Profits.
You think they're going to unify the belts?
Because, well, the tag division is so weak on both shows right now, and Vince is notably, like, anti-tag team, I expect to have floating champions, just like the women's tag.
Okay. Speaking of them.
I'm also hedging my bets.
Yeah. Let's go with the women's tag team champions. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to double down on the stupid on this one.
Street Profits.
Because Street Profits.
It's going to be the Freebird rule. You're going to have Bianca Belair with them, and she can just pull whichever member she wants in for the women's tag.
No, because it's because there's no predicting this. Because they just throw girls together and just hand them the belt at this point. I'm going to go extra stupid with the answer and say Becky and Ronda. Because it's the kind of dumb idea WWE has.
Okay. Casey?
I took a nice leisurely walk out to left field, and I picked Mandy and Sonya.
Oh, reuniting!
Yeah,
there you go.
Sonya returned on SmackDown. All right, Tim.
Women's tag team champions at the end of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
How about we actually examine this question and try to think like WWE. Sprinkle a little bit of what Omega said on there, how they like to throw women together. And then say, here's the title. My pick was Lacey Evans teaming up with Carmella.
Okay. Interesting. The Raw Women's Champion at the end of the year will be who, Omega?
Because I think they'll want their cash cow back for a long run, Becky Lynch.
Casey?
I picked Charlotte. I thought it was safe.
Tim? Charlotte.
He's learning the game.
He is. He's learning. Tim?
Raw Women's Champion?
Yes.
Charlotte.
Okay. SmackDown Women's Champion, Tim, will be?
Bianca Belair.
Casey.
Going out on a limb.
Casey?
I picked Sasha Banks in hopes that they'll, let her keep it for a while.
Okay. Omega?
I went with Bayley in hopes they give it back to her.
All right. Casey, who will be the Intercontinental Champion at the end of the year?
Sami Zayn.
Okay.
But with his beard twice as long.
Write that down, Brent.
Okay, beard times two.
Yes.
So we'll have to take a screenshot this week of him. So we'll.
No, you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna go the Daniel Bryan route and like shave his head and beard.
Yeah.
At which point, Casey, you don't earn a point for that because the beard has to be twice as long.
Yeah.
That's fair. I accept those. I accept those terms.
Omega.
Adam Cole.
Huh? Tim.
What was the question again?
Intercontinental champion.
I wrote down Seth Rollins.
Okay. The United States champion, Tim, will be?
United States champion?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles.
Omega?
Matt Riddle.
Casey?
Keith Lee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would help with him becoming breakout star, winning a title then.
Yeah.
That works. Casey, who will be the WWE champion at the end of the year?
I hope they keep it on Drew, because that's what I picked.
Okay. Omega?
I'm going with The Fiend.
Okay. Tim?
No, I have Rock, I have a question. If it's Bray Wyatt as the champion, does he still get a point?
Yes.
Okay.
Tim?
Wait a minute. The WWE Championship, isn't that on Raw?
Yes.
Then I pick Keith Lee.
Okay.
That'd be a big breakout star.
I don't know what it had to do with Brandon. Okay. The Universal Champion at the end of the year, Omega, will be?
Big E.
Okay. Casey?
I believe that championship will stay at the head of the table with Roman Reigns.
And Tim?
Kevin Owens.
That's a very big spread.
So that's who they
believe. Bunch of big beefy boys.
And they are. So those are the predictions for who will be champions, who will break out, who will get fired, but we have one last thing. For me to you, we need a bold prediction for 2021. And Omega, you go first.
Vince McMahon's going to put a belt on Lars Sullivan.
Oh.
Wow.
Who?
you might not know his name. The Freak.
Ah, okay, The Freak. Okay. Casey, what's your bold prediction?
Xavier Woods wins King of the Ring.
Oh, he would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. I'm trying to help put it in the universe.
The WWE thing would be he would get to the finals and lose.
Yeah, but I'm still putting into the universe that he will win it.
And Tim, what's your bold prediction for 2021?
Goldberg wins the Royal Rumble.
The phrase was a bold prediction. Yeah, bold.
I thought it was kind of bold.
Is it? Is it though? Is that really your bold prediction? Goldberg wins the Rumble?
Well, seeing as you kind of sort of blindsided me with this bold prediction shit.
How?
And you're forcing me to
think. It's at the
bottom
of the list.
It's at the bottom of the paper.
It's on the sheet.
There was no bold prediction for 2021 on my sheet.
There was on mine, the one that I downloaded directly off of the chat.
That's a swerve.
Well, maybe mine was cut off.
How dare
you?
How? You didn't just scroll down far enough.
You all have the same.
You don't like me picking you don't like, something to warn them about.
You don't like me picking Goldberg to win the Royal Rumble.
No, because no one wants to see that happen, and two, everyone knows it's happening.
Okay, Brock Lesnar returns at SummerSlam to challenge.
Keep going.
For the Universal title and take
That's
on
bold.
Roman Reigns.
Okay.
That's bolder.
That's specific.
Bolder.
That's bold
like
and specific,
that.
Yes. He gave a date, a location. Perfect. So that's it. That's everything we have on the sheet. So I think we're done, Tim.
Are we done?
I think so, yeah.
Right. Before we leave, I would just like to go on a little bit of a rant. Something very, very tragic happened in the world of professional wrestling just over a week ago. Very, very sad occurrence. Unfortunately, we lost Brody Lee, John Huber. And it was a very sad, unfortunate thing. And mixed in with all of the condolences posted on Twitter are these jerks who are demanding to know why, how, what happened, want details, yada, yada, yada. This is addressed to those people specifically. And the odds are they'll probably never hear this. However, I just want to point out, it's none of your goddamn business. The fact of the matter is we lost somebody that we all collectively loved, was a wonderful human being, a great husband and a fantastic father. And for you to actually have forced his widow to have to post something on social media about his passing is absolutely reprehensible. It's disgusting. It's none of your business what the reasons were for his demise. Okay, bottom line, and I am just absolutely ashamed of you people who did this, and having to force his widow to actually respond to your bullshit on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Be better, people. Smarten the hell up. I made a really, really bad joke at the top of the webcast, and I made a really, really bad joke on purpose, and people who know me know that I'm goofing around, and they'll say shit to me, but they're not going to take me seriously. This is a serious thing, and this is no joking matter. Be better, and that's all I've got to say about that. On that note, getting back to our normal end of show stuff. Don't forget tomorrow, immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show.
Yeah, the Raw Post Show live at 11 p.m. Eastern.
And hey, you know what? I think that the multi-time, multi-award winning Rat Radio Show returns this week.
Yeah, live. We're back live. We've been doing podcasts for the last 2 weeks. We're back live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're gonna give our predictions for 2021.
Well, that'll be interesting. I'm definitely going to be tuning in because I want to hear Lindsay's predictions. I don't give a squat about yours, Rock, because you're always wrong anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thanks, Tim.
Oh, why don't you just go play Fortnite with your friends?
We do. Thursdays and Saturdays. Fortnite with friends. Twitch.tv/number2left.
There you go. Midnight Saturday, Eastern Time. As close as they can get to it, it's another edition of... getting into the greater than great debate.
Yeah, we started season 3 last night with the Blamer Ops of 2020. We'll have another debate for you this Saturday night on the Greater Than Great Debate on Steve Reader, SuperLive.com, Greater Than Great Debate, Greater Than Great Debate.com. Also features the Intern's Corner, Brent's segment now on the show weekly.
Ooh, there you go. And of course, next Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, another edition of WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio. Right here on the Loud Talk Radio Network, streaming live on twitch.tv/WTR Live.
Next week's a special show, Tim.
Next week is a special show. Aren't we previewing the Royal Rumble?
No.
No. We're doing something else.
Yeah, it's the fantasy draft.
That's right. It's the fantasy draft. I thought, I don't have my notes in front of me. I had them mixed up.
Yeah, it's fantasy draft next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
The new fantasy draft.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Yes, it is. And, of course, follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. That's where you get me tweeting about wrestling, other sports like hockey and football and stuff. And maybe posting the odd dad joke and just having a good time. And having fun interacting with everybody who already follows me. You want to get serious, uncensored, and completely politically incorrect, follow me at Voice Insanity. You want to talk about food? Follow me at Man Kitchen TV. Check out the video that was posted earlier tonight. Rock, did you see it yet?
No.
I made corn dogs today and put together a quick little video of me actually making corn dogs. And you're going to get a lot more of that coming up in very short order. It's a really short little video, but it'll make you hungry. Trust me. I'm getting there, Omega, but I still have a long way to go to catch up to you.
Yeah, I keep myself busy and all over the internet. If you want to see what I am up to, over on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else on the internet, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube page with over 1,000 videos worth of content. For a little bit more, you can go to tjomega.net. And to watch me live, you can check me at twitch.tv/TJOmega. I just opened up some Pokemon cards live on stream just to see what came up. And holy crap, it was a fun time. So come check me out.
There you go. You know, do you realize the very first time I saw the link for Plastic Addict, I got worried.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to make the joke that I was planning on making or thinking I could have made, because then people will wonder, well, what are you doing searching for that type of stuff to begin with? Wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, there you go. Casey, get with it.
Yeah, if you want awesome riveting content about how snowplows buried my sidewalk and me going ice fishing, you can follow me at Kyle Driver on Twitter.
Wait a minute, you went ice fishing on your sidewalk?
No, there were two separate occasions there. So, but on the same day, I went ice fishing in the morning, and then when I got home from ice fishing, I had discovered that snowplows had taken the snow from the road and put it on my sidewalk like a bunch of ding-dongs.
Well, you know, they did that over the entire city, and I spent a day after that 2-foot snowfall that we got in 12 hours. I spent the day going up and down our block with a couple of neighbors. We were just digging people out, digging their cars out and moving on, just so, you know, some people could get out.
Yeah.
So I think that I earned some hero cookies for that one.
Yeah, have a corn dog for your efforts.
Ooh, that sounds tasty. I think I just might. Go watch the video. That being said, are we done?
We're done, Tim.
I think we're done. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Roast Talk Radio. Don't forget, it's the fantasy draft. Show up for that one. Have a good week.
Wild talkradio.com.